just by putting your light on one side in a flat lay, it does not become backlight. It's always in relation to the camera. So technically, if I'm shooting a flat lay and my light is not underneath the backdrop or underneath the food, I would not call it backlight. This is your host, Dyutima, but you can call me DJ. And I love to inspire food photographers to dream. I spent 15 years as an architect studying buildings and constructing hospitals before taking the biggest leap of faith of my life, which was setting up a food styling and food photography business right from scratch. If you're a dreamer like me, wanting to start a new photography business or grow your existing food photography business, jump right into a world where I share practical, actionable strategies to improve your photography skills, to work with clients, make more money, or with a fearless mindset. This is the My Food Lens podcast, and we take you one step closer to your dreams. So let's go. Okay, all right. Are we ready to talk about light today? Our favorite subject, our favorite topic, something that we are forever exploring and learning, right? So today we are going to talk all about backlight. And you know how I always say that light is like the backbone of photography. Like basically, even if you don't have props, backdrops, anything extra, the one thing you need, the one ingredient you need for a successful photo, for an impactful photo, for a next level photo, is light. It can really make or break your photo. And that's the importance of it. And that's the value of it. And that's the impact of it. All right. So today I want to really focus on backlight, because I know that we've done an episode on sidelight before. And I feel like backlight is this. I don't even know how to put words. Like it's like the strong personality of light, you know. We'll talk more about it, but food photography 101, it really starts with light. And so understanding that at a deeper level is the only way that we can take our photography forward, that we can, you know, take our creativity forward. And the thing is, whether you shoot with a DSLR or with a phone, well, light never changes. The foundation of photography never changes. So it doesn't matter what gadget you're using for photography. Light is still going to remain the foundation. It's still going to remain the backbone. All right. With that, let's dive into the three kinds of light that we have in food photography. Now, whether you work with soft light or hard light or natural light or artificial light, no matter what your source is, no matter what the style of your light is, there are three primary directions that you can always work with. One is side light. We've covered that before. I think it was episode 40. So if you are interested to know more about side light, when to use it, how to create it, how to read it, please check out episode 40 after this one. So hang on with me for this episode. I link episode 40 in the show notes so that you can go and refer to it a little later. All right. So our first light is side light. The second is backlight, the one that we're going to talk about today. And then the third one is side backlight. So it's a combination. It's a hybrid. But today I really want to hone in to the topic or the world of backlight in food photography. The number one thing that we need to do is know how to read backlight. What is backlight, right? So backlight is the light that falls exactly at 180 degrees to the camera. So when the light source is behind the camera on the other side, exactly on the opposite side of the camera, that is called backlight. Now, how to read it? So when we shoot with different sources of light, let's say we are shooting on our balcony, we are shooting in our living room, we are flooded with natural light, it's just present everywhere, then how do we make sure that what we are looking at is pure backlight? So just like all other lights, even for backlight, what you need is to observe the shadows. Like that's how I read photos. All right. So you need to look at the composition and you need to see where the shadows are falling. What we are looking for in backlight is for the shadows to fall directly in front of the food, not to the left, not to the right, not to the side, directly in front of the food. So once the shadow falls in the exact line right in front, you know, facing your camera, that is pure backlight. Now, if you're using artificial light, you know, let's say you don't have a full room flooded with natural light, you're using artificial light, well, then you'll have to create backlight. You have to make sure that your softbox is set up right behind your composition, that is exactly at 180 degree from your camera, facing the camera, behind the composition. And that's how you can create it with your artificial light. And the way to check it, to read it, is to make sure that the shadow is falling in front of the food towards your camera. Okay, now let's talk about the nature of backlight. What is the personality? I said it's a very strong personality, right? I call sidelight Raymond. You know, everybody loves Raymond. You know that series, right? So Raymond is out there to please you, to be everybody's friend. He's Mr. Popular. Well, guess what backlight is? Backlight is the exact opposite of Raymond. The nature of backlight is to intrigue you because it can be really powerful. You know, it's so powerful that it actually needs to be tamed. It needs to be controlled. It needs to be managed and it needs to be shaped. I will be honest and I'll say that it's actually not the easiest light directions to work with because it really creates these deep shadows and high contrast. And I feel like you need a little bit more manipulation and a little bit more technique to kind of shape it in the way that you want it, you know, versus it just creating itself and you going with whatever it is created for you. You shaping it in a way that you want it to work for you. I feel like it's not the most friendly light direction. And basically, the contrast is very high. So it needs to really be modified if we want to create a balance between the brights and the darks. So, you know, since the source of the light is actually behind the food at the back, it creates these really bright whites and it creates these deep darks, which is why there is this high contrast that we see. And, you know, if you want to really show the food, if you're really looking at something bright, then it becomes a bit tricky to work with this direction. I would say it's not the most versatile light. It's actually something that you have to work with very, very intentionally. It has to be carefully chosen based on the food that you want to shoot and based on the mood that you want to create. With that, let's talk about when to use backlight. When is it going to come to our advantage? And when is it going to, you know, rock our compositions and our photos? So the number one situation in which I like to use backlight is when I want to create drama, a more dramatic effect in my photos. You know, either I want to create a really dark photo or a dark and moody photo. That's when backlight really becomes my go-to. It actually gives such a dramatic contrast, you know, what I talked about earlier. Basically, the light, it throws itself at the back of the food and it casts this very mystical shadow in front towards the camera. And so if you're looking, you can really see light at the back where it highlights and then you can see these deep dark shadows in front. So that's dramatic, right? That's like drama. And so that's why when you are looking for high contrast, you are looking to create these dramatic, not very even, not very like soothing, but really like powerful photos. To create drama, backlight can definitely be your choice of light direction. The second situation where I like to use backlight is for transparent food and beverages. Now, we all love to use backlight for drinks or beverage because, like I said, you know, when the light is thrown from the back, it literally pierces through that drink and it passes through it and it makes that food or the drink glow or shine. And imagine if it's a bright color. Imagine if it's a color like a red drink, a rose drink, or something that has this beautiful transparency to it. Imagine when light pierces and goes through it. It literally shines like a scarlet gem, right? So let's say red jello, orange jello, like jello is kind of this transparent food, but also it comes in all these fun colors. Blue pea jello, imagine. Blue shining through. Wow, I can literally feel this photo in my head. Like basically the food begins to glow. And when light passes through it, it creates that effect. So when you want to emphasize the color or the texture of a transparent or a translucent food, then backlight can definitely be your buddy. Now, it cannot be your buddy when your food is opaque and, you know, then you're going to struggle a little bit because you're going to need additional light modifiers and, you know, you're going to have to throw light and really get it to glow. But when you really use the light in that powerful position based on the food, we said this, based on the food and the mood that you want to create, especially when you have transparent, translucent food or beverages, not just drinks, think of food as well. This can be so powerful, right? And then the third situation where I like to use backlight is when I want to avoid reflections. So a major struggle, like not even overemphasizing this, but really a major struggle for many of us is getting that rectangle reflection of our reflector or our softbox or our window out of our picture, especially when we are shooting with glassware or shiny surface or metallic surfaces. Oh, you know, you can literally see your softbox and your window in your spoon on your glass. So just that struggle of getting that reflection out is real. But the thing is that shiny surfaces are reflective and glass surfaces will show reflection. I mean, that's the nature of that surface. But if we don't use glass for a beverage, like how will we showcase that beverage in all its glory? So you can't change the surface. You have to use glass. You can't get out of the nature of reflective surface dust. So what do you do? In that case, backlight becomes our savior. So when we place the light at the back of the glass and we shoot it in a straight on angle from the front, the light is at the back, which means the reflection is at the back. Yeah. Which means the camera is in the front and you don't really see the reflection because you're standing on the opposite side. Are you with me? Are you with me? Okay. So you're on the opposite side. So you're obviously not seeing the rectangle that is forming on the back of the glass. What you see is the light piercing through the glass and the magical shadow in front of it. So using backlight, it not only makes your beverage glow or it doesn't just highlight the color, but it also can take care of reflections caused when you are using side light. Now, the fourth place, I feel like this is actually one of my favorites. The reason why I usually like to go with backlight is when I want to create highlights, especially specular highlights. Now, for those who are not familiar with the word specular highlights, it's a little bit crazy. It's so good. Specular highlights are actually, you know, they're these exaggerated highlights where you literally see this accentuated shine. It's like bright. It literally has little or no detail in it because it's so white and shiny. And highlights are one thing, but specular highlights are exaggerated highlights. So let's say when our food is not transparent or translucent, you think we can't use backlight? Heck yes, we can. Of course we can. And when our food is not served in glassware, can we still use backlight? Heck yes, we can. Because like I said, backlight creates dramatic light. It creates high contrast and we can totally use that to our advantage as well. It is actually creating whites and highlights that are extreme and it can create blacks and shadows that are also extreme. So again, go to your histogram and read your whites, highlights, blacks and shadows and you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. You can check it in your camera, you can check it in your editing application and you'll then be oriented. If you aren't already, then you will be oriented to these terms that I'm using about whites, highlights, black shadows. All right, so you can literally use backlight to bring out beautiful highlights on, wait for it, shiny food. shiny food like, let's say chocolate ganache, honey, drizzle of almond butter, blackberries, raspberries. Have you ever tried using backlight with these foodos? Wow, I love it. Imagine any of them. So let's just close your eyes and imagine it right now. Imagine a pile of berries kept and light coming from the back and just crushing over the top. Oh man, I can totally visualize those magnificent highlights. So even if you don't have a beverage that has this beautiful color, even if you don't have glassware, you can still use backlight to create these specular highlights on shiny food. And especially, you know, I love using it on glossy jams, like jams and jellies or sauces, cut fruits, citrus, orange. Oh, wow. Just try it once if you haven't already. Cut a wedge of orange or any kind of citrus and have backlight come in and then shoot it from a front or a 3/4 angle or a straight on angle. You're in for a treat, man, if you've not done it before. So backlight really produces these beautiful highlights on the top of the food or on the side of the food. So again, if you're looking for that kind of an effect, especially to bring out the shine, backlight can again totally be your buddy. Let's quickly talk about the situations where backlight cannot be our buddy, where backlight is not our best friend, where it actually becomes the drama queen. So the first situation where I kind of like to stay away from backlight is when I'm trying to create a bright and airy photo. Now, when you think of a bright and airy photo, what do you think? You really need to allow light to flood the composition. You need a lot of negative space. You need that feeling of freedom, airiness, right? But in a controlled way, of course. Now, it has to give you a feeling of freedom rather than a feeling of seduction. Because that's how I describe backlight. I think backlight is sexy. It draws you in. It's mystical. It's very, you know, it's pulling you in all the time. And it's definitely not meant for bright and airy photo, unless you want to spend a lot of time and energy in shaping the light, opening the shadows, balancing the contrast. I mean, it can be done, but it would not be the most intuitive way or the fastest way to work around light. I feel like other directions of light work better for a bright and airy photo. And that's why side light or maybe even side back could be a better option than backlight. So when I want to create a bright and airy photo, backlight is definitely not my buddy. The second situation in which backlight is not my first choice is when I'm looking for balanced lighting, especially when I'm doing commercial work. You know, I've had clients who want to take photos of their products, of cakes, pastries, whatever it is, and they want to put it up on their website. And they're like, no, that shadow is too harsh on the other side. Or, you know, I want something that's evenly lit that makes a product look even color-wise, light-wise on both sides. So when I'm looking for even lighting, balanced lighting, I do not like to go the backlight way because backlight is the drama queen. Backlight is the light that would be Mr. Hyde 24/7 and it would never turn into Dr. Jekyll, you know? So what we want is when we are looking for even lighting that evenly floods our composition, we know for sure that backlight does not flood our composition evenly. And so we need more light, we need to reflect more light, and we need to open up the shadows. It just takes so much time and effort to create balanced lighting with backlight. So if you just take a minute to visualize, you know, when the light is behind, obviously there is more light behind the source. And when it hits the food, there is obviously a big shadow in front of the source. So finding that balance, opening up that balance can be a real challenge or can be really time consuming when we are using backlight. Now, the third situation when I don't like to use backlight or I don't like to refer to light as backlight is a bit tricky. So stay with me as I talk about this. It is when I'm shooting in a flat lay or a top down angle. Now, I've talked about this in a sidelight episode, but I want to bring it up here again because I feel like a lot of us have this misconception about backlight. When we started this episode, I had mentioned that the direction of light is always in relation to our camera. If the light is 90 degrees to the camera, it is sidelight. If it is 180 degrees, it is backlight. So it's always in relation to the camera. So now imagine yourself in a top-down or in a flat-lay photo setup. The composition is laid out. The camera is pointing down. Now tell me, where does the light need to be if you want it to be backlight? At 180 degrees to the camera, right? Camera is on top, which means the food has to be lit from the bottom, which means the food has to be lit from under the backdrop or the table. Now, this is something I learned from Bea Luber. She is such a talented and skilled photographer, who's someone who I really look up to. And she brought up this in one of her conversations on social media a few years ago. And it was a real aha moment, a real light bulb moment for me. And that's why I am totally with her on this, because she says that when we do a flat lay, and unless we are not lighting our food from the bottom of the backdrop, we cannot call it backlight. Just by putting your light on one side in a flat lay, it does not become backlight. It's always in relation to the camera. So technically, if I'm shooting a flat lay and my light is not underneath the backdrop or underneath the food, I would not call it backlight. All right. So there you go. All about backlight, all about when to use it, all about when to avoid it. I hope this really helps you in making your lighting direction choices easier, you know. Now, I feel like you at least can make an intentional choice about which light direction to work with based on the food and the mood that you're creating. And you're not just, you know, at the mercy of whatever light is available to you. I feel like it will probably actually even make your process much faster, because the moment you understand the mood and food, then you're like, oh no, I'm not even going in that direction. I'm totally going for this side of light. You probably have a, you know, grip on the strengths of the different lights and how to use it to your advantage, make it work for you. Now, side backlight, I know we have not covered side backlight. It's just a slight variation of side light and backlight. And maybe we can cover that in another episode. But I just wanted to break down every single light direction in a different episode so that it's super easy for you to remember each light distinctly, because each one comes with its own personality, its own pros and cons. And so in your mind, you can just categorize each lighting direction and have complete clarity which one works best for your photo shoot. Okay, I hope this was helpful. And if it was, then drop me a line and let me know on hello@myfoodlens.com, or you can DM me on Instagram @Gitama_myfoodlens. So go get cracking, explore that backlight, you know, use it to your advantage. I know it's a drama queen, but make it work for you. Okay, with that, I'll see you next week with another episode. Until then, bye-bye.